Michael Malice echoes Andrew Breitbart, "If you're battling leftists in Washington, it is already too late." By Robert Krajicek on May 31, 2019. Michael Malice, author of The New Right, A Journey to the Fringe of American Politics and host of the You're Welcome show, reflected on Andrew Breitbart's revelation on the shaping of politics in a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "The New Right," said Malice, "had internalized Breitbart's lesson by entering and competing within the political battle spaces of culture. The difference between the New Right and traditional conservatives, and I think this is somewhat changing, is it's less of a focus on, let's go to Washington, and this is Andrew Breitbart's revelation. If you're getting to Washington and you're arguing with them in Washington, by the time you're there, you've lost the battle, because they're at the universities, they're in the media, and again, Washington is the consequence of American culture," determined Malice, with traditional conservatives engaged in defensive rearguard action. "Affecting political change requires a focus on culture," assessed Malice, describing culture as upstream from politics. "Listen. This is the precise message that Andrew had that resonated with me. And I was Andrew's first employee," said Marlowe. "This was it. He gave a speech, and I was a college student. And he talked about the culture being upstream from politics. Everyone on the right now thinks that. I think everyone's coached up." Marlowe recalled Breitbart's advice to conservatives and others on the right. "Andrew Breitbart specifically said, don't go to your state house if you have these values. Go into Hollywood. Go into the professoriate. Go into the media. Fight back on these playing fields that the left dominates." Malice described his latest book as an examination of the origins of new ideas in the left's domination of news media and academia. Malice echoed Dennis Prager's maxim of preferring clarity to agreement. "I'm in favor of division, because I don't think there's any talking to these people. It's got to be division or destruction, because they want you dead, as Kurt Schlichter often says." "President Donald Trump has made political inroads for the right," assessed Malice, "by not acquiescing to reflexive left-wing accusations of racism." Malice stated, "Having them set the rules of debate, you're automatically losing. So that is a big new right epiphany, and here's how Trump has moved that needle. It used to be, for a very long time, that a very good technique that the left would use is calling something racist. Everyone, I think most rational people, think being racist is a very bad thing. It's a technique about power in many cases," added Malice. "One of the things that Trump did, you're a racist, he's called, you're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist, and he's like, no, and shut up. And now it has to be escalated, because that's not effective, to white nationalist." You can see on Twitter the number of mentions of white privilege and white nationalism at places like the New York Times have exponentially increased in the last few years. This is not a coincidence, because this is the new mantra. Malice described National Review founder William F. Buckley as a self-appointed arbiter of American conservatism who had purged awesome and courageous intellectuals like Ayn Rand and Murray Rothbard. William F. Buckley is one of the big villains of this book, because he spent his entire career expelling people from proper conservatism and driving them into the wilderness, doing the left's work for them, assessed Malice. "This would make sense if it got you some victories. It's absolutely appropriate to no longer want to associate with certain people because you think they're bad actors individually or that their ideas are toxic. This is a line any movement, or scene has to draw. The question is, what did it gain you?" Malice went on, "Every idea that National Review types argue for today was a progressive idea 20 years ago. Conservatism is just progressivism driving the speed limit for them. During the 1950s, they were against civil rights in the South." Buckley said it was appropriate that whites run the South because black people, these are his words, were comparatively retarded. And then National Review goes, "Oh. It was a mistake. We've always been for civil rights. Oops. So what principle has changed in between?" Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.